From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. In November, Arkansas voters approved a medical marijuana amendment. Friday, the state began accepting license applications for marijuana businesses. As part of Arkansas Public Media's continuing coverage of the cannabis rollout, managing editor Bobby Ampazon spoke with John Hudak, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and author of Marijuana, a Short Story. In part two, we pick up with the counterculture movement of the 1960s, the baby boomers, and President Richard Nixon's crackdown on pot in the war on drugs.
You know, the culture in the 60s, you would have thought that marijuana would have been ascendant following the 60s and early 70s. But in fact, it seemed to be driven underground. Is that largely because of President Richard Nixon's war on drugs and kind of the fallout of that, that by the 80s, we have this picture of marijuana as very dangerous and very criminal?
Yeah, Richard Nixon began a process of ramping up the war on drugs in a very significant way. And in my book, Marijuana, A Short History, I talk a bit about Nixon's private words that you hear on White House taping, as well as his public statements, where he is using war rhetoric. It would not be clear, if taken out of context, whether he was talking about the Soviet Union or whether he was talking about marijuana. That's the type of rhetoric he was using. And he was successful in getting the Controlled Substances Act passed. He saw the criminalization and demonization of marijuana and its users as a political strategy to advance his own electoral goals. And it did not stop with Nixon. President Ford picked up the torch. And even President Carter, who was seen as more of a reformer on these issues because of a variety of political factors, ended up also being tough on drugs. And then, of course, in the 1980 election, Carter is beaten by Reagan. And Reagan is a true, devout, and avowed drug warrior who continued this government-run effort to change the minds of Americans and turn them, or to continue to turn them, against marijuana and marijuana users.
As you discuss in Marijuana, A Short History, between 1990 and the present, which is roughly a generation, we've seen an absolute sea change in public polling on the issue of marijuana acceptance.
That's correct. So in 1990, support for marijuana was hovering around 20%, which was as low as it had been throughout most of Gallup's asking about it. And this is, again, for recreational use. By the mid-2010s, you see an increase of about 40%, 40 percentage points. You see a tripling of support up to about 60%. And that sea change, when you really break down the numbers in the public opinion polls, you're seeing two things going on. One is that there is generational turnover. That is, the people who like marijuana reform the least tend to be the oldest in society. And so as they die off, they are being replaced by young people, people turning 18, entering the electorate, with the highest levels of support. And so that generational change can explain some of that, but not all of the change. Something else is happening too, and that is that people are changing their minds on marijuana.
Yeah, without question, the most interesting polling change is within the baby boomer cohort. I mean, this is a generation that made marijuana cool, and yet they were polling in 1990 sub-20%.
Yeah, I think one of the important things to caution about when thinking about the baby boomer generation is that they are often characterized as a bunch of hippies smoking weed and having sex. In reality, marijuana use always was and continues to be something that is done by a small percentage of the population. And while that characterization of baby boomers as the people who just really loved pot is certainly true of some of them, the vast majority of baby boomers were not marijuana users.
All right. Thank you, John.
Take care.
That's John Hudak, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and the author of Marijuana, a Short Story. If you're interested in listening to the first part of that interview or the whole interview, visit arkansaspublicmedia.org. Arkansas Public Media is a statewide reporting project funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations all across Arkansas. This is KUAR.